Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, January 22nd, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, first, hashtag a good goodbye and the public discussion of assisted suicide. Second, will federal leadership candidates speak up on the issue of euthanasia? And third, Delta Hospice in BC stands its ground. So, let's get right into it. If you followed our Facebook page, you may have seen the discussion in the comments on our post on the Canadian Medical Assistance in Dying Consultations. Sandra says, I would rather have the option of dying on my own terms than putting myself and my family through the pain and torment. Paul says, people should be free to receive assisted suicide anytime they want. And there's more. Back in 2015, the judges of this court behind me, the Supreme Court of Canada, took an active role in ensuring that euthanasia or medical assistance in dying would become legal in Canada. Just 4 years later, this past September, a single activist court judge in Quebec has ensured that this will be an issue we will face again this year. Expansion is on the agenda. We hear arguments like, it's my choice, it's an individual's decision, no one else can tell me what to do with my body. And these arguments have been catechized into the public by campaigns like the CBC's hashtag a good goodbye. Something this public catechism on MAID has forgotten is that we don't live in a vacuum. Your decisions matter to others. More importantly, the decisions that we make as a country about someone speak volumes to Canadians about their worth. Offering assisted death to the very old, sick, or disabled sends them and others with similar conditions the message that their lives are not as valuable as those without those conditions. But a vulnerable person is offered assisted suicide, especially from trusted friends or doctors, are they really making that decision that they want, or are they making the decision they feel society is pressuring them to make? You don't want to be a burden, obviously, but are the changes to the law this year going to lump more people into the category of burden? Are you going to receive the burden label? How many of your dearest friends and neighbors will be forced into that category of burden by the government this year? Are you willing to support that? Remember, the law is there not only for when you're able to make your own life decisions as an able-bodied person, but it is also supposed to be there to defend you when you are in a vulnerable time and don't want to die, even when facing pressure from others. In the end, you don't live in a vacuum, and those around you, and yes, society at large, does have a say in your life and in your death, whether you like it or not. What message is Canada sending to you? If you agree with me that this is a huge problem and that our government needs to take a step back, then I've got two things for you to do right now. Pause this video, go to easymail.arpacanada.ca to send our draft email to your MP on assisted suicide. Please also take a moment to respond to the government survey. You can find more details about that on our website at arpacanada.ca. All right, now Andre joins me to talk about a press relief that was sent from ARPA Canada this week.
Well, thanks, Colin. So just last week, the Government of Canada released a survey on medical assistance in dying. We've told you about that last week already. In the first day, 37,000 people filled that out. Obviously, Canadians are interested in having a public policy debate, a big public debate about this issue. Should euthanasia be expanded at all? And so we released a press release this week saying, asking if the Conservative Party leadership will also engage in the debate. Will potential leaders of the Conservative Party of Canada, will they take a stand? Will they say that they stand for suicide prevention over suicide expansion or suicide assistance? Will they stand for the rights of people with extreme disabilities and make sure that their interests are protected? So we've engaged them and challenged all leaders to engage in the debate, and we ask that you do that as well. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Andre. We've touched on the Delta Hospice situation in BC several times in the last couple of months. Levi has an update from there.
Hello, everyone. I just want to update you all on what's been going on in Fraser Health. So at the end of 2019, the local health authority, Fraser Health, it issued an ultimatum to Delta Hospice saying that they had to provide euthanasia in their hospice. And Delta Hospice refused. Fast forward a month and a half later, and Delta Hospice has offered to forego over $750,000 worth of funding, so that does not have to provide euthanasia. The province's current policy is that any institution that has less than 50% of its funding coming from the provincial government, they do not have to provide euthanasia. And so the hospice is trying to get under that 50% cap so that does not have to provide medical aid in dying. So far, Fraser Health has not responded to Delta Hospice's proposition. But in the meantime, we've created an easy mail that our BC supporters can use to email their MLA and also the health minister and Fraser Health, urging them to protect life and not to force euthanasia in hospices, either in Delta or any hospice across this province. And also, of course, continue to pray for our elected officials that they might value life and care for their citizens rather than help hospices kill them. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe. Someone who prefers podcast formats, well, ARPA's Quick Updates are now available wherever you listen to podcasts as well. We'll see you next time.